Hey, welcome to Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young, and I'm also a spiritual teacher. The purpose of my show is to gather experience and give voice to the untold stories of the divine and how the divine intervened in your life and made a difference. I have questions. Have you ever experienced a dream of wonder and warning, divine healing, felt intuition, voice of a higher power, touched by an angel, near-death experience, or had a vision that resulted into divine intervention? If so, I would love to hear from you at 1-888-627-6008. I repeat, 1-888-627-6008. And I will always like to say that this is non-judgmental program. This is a healing space. Telling your story could possibly heal yourself and others. There is a higher calling on your life. And today's topic is, and I always, you know, go with what's going on with me or what I think that's going on with other people. And I just ask myself the questions and I always come up with something. Are we our thoughts? That's to me, this is an interesting question. To me, we're all always identifying with me. I'm always identifying with my thoughts so much that I, you know, I think so much and sometimes I think excessively. I be thinking that I'm my thoughts. I be thinking that the thoughts become me and I become them. And we all are like radios tuning into one mind, you know, with our programming from our parents, our teachers, our friends, our outside influences. And, you know, everything is always here. And I don't know if you notice or sometimes you notice we can get caught up in our thoughts. And we all, you know, can hear voices, different ones from your mother or somebody told you this and that. And you don't know which voice is what. My point is that we're not our thoughts. We're really not. And there's always seemed to be sometime, you know, not always, but we can be in a constant battle with our thoughts. You know, and sometimes you'll hear me on my previous shows or previous programming that says, you know, I'm talking about positive thoughts. I'm talking about negative thoughts. I'm talking about trying to stay negative. I mean, trying to stay positive and get, you know, trying to push away the negative, whatever. And it's a good thing. I mean, these things are real, you know, that you have to, you know, watch your thinking and your thoughts. But these aren't really your thoughts. You know, these are programs that we were told, echoes of the past, but we're the observer, meaning the true being, the divine being that's within us are the true observer. We're the observer of thoughts, if you want to know what I mean. We're the observer. If you can observe your thoughts, then you're not it. There's something deeper, something more, and you're that being that's observing all this thought, all this negative or positive. It doesn't make a difference to the being. The being is the being. We're with God. We're connected to God and with God. And we're observing not only that, we're observing our bodies. We're observing everything in our lives, our whole landscape that's in front of us. We're observing all the divine being that I'm talking about that's inside of us. And to me, once I understood that, that helped me because you can get so interconnected with your thoughts. And you sometimes when you have these negative thoughts or these nightmare thoughts, or, you know, I don't know if it happened to you before where, you know, you get caught up or you thinking or you laying down at night and your thoughts just get carried away and stuff like that. Or and you say, you know what, I should kill or murder. You come to yourself, you say, where did that thought come from? I don't know if it happens to you. I think it happens to everybody. But, you know, if you think it's you, then you're thinking I'm a murderer. But if you separate it and know that these are just thoughts and energy that's coming through, and I don't think thoughts will ever die. I think they've always been here, but we're not it. We're observing it. But if you get caught up in it, you believe it, that you become these thoughts. And so you say, damn, I heard that. Then I must be that. And that's how paranoia can come. Schizophrenic, you think that you're these thoughts and the voices in your head, but you're not. It's all these other programs, and it's one mind, and it's a whole lot of minds in one mind, if that makes sense. And so it's whatever we're like radios, and whatever you're tuning into, whether it's positive or negative, that's kind of what, you're vibrating with, because you're a vibrating being by yourself. But whatever that vibration that you're tuning into, that's what you're getting. On a radio station, you got to tune in a certain channel to get that kind of channel. You got to tune into another one, 107, 106, or whatever it is, you're going to get that vibration of that channel. And that's how we are. We're radios. But we're neutral when we start. But when you're tuning into all these different mindsets or vibrations, you're going to tune into them. But don't mean they're you, but you're tuning into them. So they become some part of your vibration. They add with yours. And so you're the observer, meaning that you observe the thoughts. And so you're that awareness behind the scenes, that Godness, that Christness that we're a part of. That's what I'm talking about. And so that helped me when I found that I wasn't my thoughts. And that, thoughts are very part, they're going to always be a part of my life as long as we live, and as far as I know. I don't know nobody that stopped thinking. I think it can happen for a little while, but they're going to be a thought. So you have to know how to navigate. But it helped me when I knew that I was a being, a divine being, that these thoughts really aren't mine. Even though I'm trying to navigate and trying to understand that, I want to tune in more of the positive thoughts, and I, less of the negative, or whatever you want to call it, or the unwanted thoughts. You know, you have to be negative if you don't want it in that terms, but the unwanted in your preference, the thoughts that you prefer. But it helped me, and every time I be helped, I'm always going to share my knowledge. I'm going to share you whatever I learned, so it can help you, or it can help someone. And like I said, everybody's different. This may not be news to you, but it was news to me. So anybody that thought that they were their thoughts, or never thought of it that way, this helped me to know that I was the observer. And so the fact that I know I can observe it, I can be a neutral in it. And sometime, have you ever been walking down the street and minding your own business, and your thoughts just take over? And you know, it's always talking. I mean, your thoughts are always with you, and it has opinion about everything. The voice in your head, look at that girl, she don't look right. Always, these opinions and things and thoughts about this or that and the other, not bad or good, but you was minding your business. All of a sudden, you hear some thoughts, you're like, you're observing those thoughts. You're observing them. So you're the observer. You're the awareness of the thoughts. So you're the awareness of the thoughts that you're observing. So that helped me to know that I'm not my thoughts. And even though the scariest thoughts or whatever, the nicest thoughts, whatever thoughts that's coming to me and through me, they're really not mine. And that I can separate myself. And that's when the beginning of your spirituality, when you separate yourself from your thoughts, because we all can get so entwined. And this is, thought is a great thing. I mean, it's why everything is. That's why the computers are, somebody thought of them. Everybody knows this. I'm just making a point. I mean, I'm not saying thoughts are, wrong. I'm just saying that we're not our thoughts, that we're greater, we're grander than it. Therefore, we don't have to engage in them so much. And if you know it, it can calm you down when, because I've had some nights where sometimes it just don't feel like I can really calm down, even though I knew this. I know this, but still, by the fact that me reminding myself, it does calm me down. But still, some nights it's, I got to do this, I got to do that, or it just feel like the thoughts are just taking over, and I can't sleep because I got it started. And the more I look like, the more I try to stop it, like I'm gonna stop thinking, I'm gonna think of something else. Whatever it is that I was trying to do in those nights to stop thought, it looked like it enhanced it. And so what I do, since I know what I know, I say, oh, I'm not the thoughts. I'm just gonna let them engage themselves. I know that sounds crazy, but you just allow them, allow the thoughts to go through you, allow the energy to go through you, and you will know that, okay, these thoughts are just here. They're not me, they're here. Whatever they're saying or whatever they're doing, you can let them pass through. But my point is that you just notice it. And that helped me. And you could be a neutral at it. And then that way you don't respond. You don't have to react to every thought that you were like, dag, I'm a bad person. I thought this, you know, or this and that, you know, whatever that scary thought or whatever. You can have an anger thought. You can have all kinds of thoughts, and you can have justified thoughts, but they're still not yours unless you act on it, become it, and believe these thoughts are you. Then you can and believe them, get into it, and act on it. Nothing's going to stop you from acting on it. You know, then you embodying them, and you know, which is not a bad thing if you're doing some good. But if you're conscious of this and still conscious of your thoughts anyway, because I'm not saying you don't be conscious of it, of the, you know, the negative and the positive. I'm just saying you're not it, in case you get so wrapped up in it and caught up in it like we do. And that's what I'm saying. It could be some sicknesses coming from it because you're so, you know, drained with it, and you believe in everything your thoughts tell you. And really, they're old programs, programs from the past, you know, things maybe from childhood. A lot of it, mostly it is, or from adulthood, from your 20s or your 30s or whatever. I mean, and I'm talking about that's not enhancing you, or that's not doing, you know, good, or that is doing good. But, you know, you're aware of them. And see, and that's the whole thing, is to be aware of it, be aware of your thoughts and what you're thinking. But at the same time, you're not your thoughts. And so even if you had a thought that said, you know, I'm losing my mind, that's a thought. Don't mean you lose your mind. That's just a thought. Whatever the thought is, that's just a thought. And if you keep that in mind, you know, I'm the observer. I'm the divine, whatever way you want to put it. I know I'm the divine being. I'm the being. And I'm the spirit that God, you know, created me through. Then you know you're the divine. These thoughts are, you know, just thoughts. And you don't have to act on them. You don't have to do anything with them. You can just let them be. And a lot of times, if you just let it be and don't react to them and give them a lot of attention, they just kind of go. You'll get another one, but then, you know, you don't have to fight so much. Reason why I'm bringing this up, because, you know, it was a battle with me still with the positive, you know, trying to be in that positive, not knowing that I'm a being. I don't have to necessarily have to be so in touch with, okay, I'm not so positive today. I'm not so negative. You know, I had to realize, you know what, Karen, you're a being. You're going to feel all these sorts of things. You're going to feel positive. You're going to feel negative, or whatever way you want to put it. You got them both, and you don't have to battle with all of this. You're a being. And once you, you know, calm down at that, knowing that this is it, and, you know, you're not so much in battle with, if you don't feel so bad when you thought this way, or you're trying to be this way, I want to be, you know, positive. And I talk a lot about positive, and I'm not saying that, but it's deeper than that. It's much deeper than, because even being positive, trying to be positive can pose a problem. Because, you know, you can't maintain it all the time. Sometimes you just, something happened where you just, it's not even negative that you're happening. It's just the correct response to whatever that's going on. It's not negative or positive. It's just a correct response. If somebody did something to you and you got angry, that was the correct response. And no use you saying it was a negative response. No, it was the right response. It was the human response. Because sometimes we get so carried away on being positive thing that you can, I'm talking about myself, you know, that you don't allow yourself to honor all of your feelings. You know, you have to honor all your feelings and not name them so much. I mean, got labels on all these things, but sometimes they're just the correct response to what's happening at that moment. And if that's the way you react, that's the way you react. You don't need to correct yourself on it or try to see if it was positive or negative. No, you're just a being, and you're a human being. And so, you know, it's just a complex life sometimes. We don't always know. And I'm still learning. I'm still sorting out things. And I had to get out of this, you know, thing where I have to always correct myself on everything. Yes, I want to stay on the course of tuning into the right positive, godly channel. You know, I'm always going to be that way. But I'm just saying, within myself, I had to realize that it just wasn't that cut and dry. You know what I'm saying? That I have to correct myself on everything, or, ooh, I thought this thought, or I'm going to have to, you know, always be on the hunt for me trying to correct something within me. You know what I'm saying? That I am that divine being that's here, and that really observing this landscape. I'm observing myself. I'm observing my body. And to be honest with you, I'm not my body. The true spirit and the true self is not the body. The body is part of it. It's within us as humans, but the true spirit is within us with God. All in the same thing, all in the same one. Because when this body dies, the spirit moves on. And people say, what happened to that animation when that body lay down? And whoever that was, I mean, the spirit that was in it, that occupied, is no longer there. Whatever that animated that body and was in the body that made it talk, that made it do everything that it do, all the motions that it do, it's no longer there. It's just a body. So you're not your body either. You're not your thoughts. And if you wanted to get the most, you know, smartest person, you want to find out what were they thinking, and you cut them, you can't cut their head open and find out their mind and what they was thinking. It's not there. It's not in the body. It's not in the brain. It's not in anything. So we have this mind. We have this spirit that is, the body is in this spirit, but we're not of it. I mean, it's not, you know, that's not who we really are. So we have to know that. And if you know it and you live it, you know, you don't be so tripped out, you know, on yourself. You don't be so hard on yourself when things are not going right, as far as, you know, the mind game. You say you're not your mind, but who you tuned in, who is this? This is the spirit. This is divineness in you that's in the body, that observing all this. So you got the mind, you got the brain, and we're using what we do for the five senses, and that we're here. So we have to see, smell, and touch and stuff while we're down here. And we have our missions, and we have our jobs, and we have that, but we're way more than that. And I had to learn that, and also learn that I didn't have to battle with the so much of the positive and the negative and the this and the that, you know. And just in constant battle with everything as far as that. But I still know that you do have to govern your thinking. Nobody else can do that for you. You have to govern it, and really get into be conscious of your thoughts. You know, I know you have to be conscious of it, but who's being conscious of it? The you. You have to be conscious of it, because you're here and you're human. So you have to be conscious of the thoughts, the unconscious thoughts, the things that you don't think about. And the way I can tell you to be conscious of it, you have to be conscious of the way you're thinking every day. Even though you're not your thoughts, you're dealing with your thoughts every day. So you're still going to have to, you know, I don't want to use maintain it, but really, yeah, only you can do it. Or it's going to go haywire. I mean, you can let it go on autopilot, but all those programs that you had, that, you know, when you were younger or in your 20s or whatever, that's telling you, that's controlling you, the 95% of you, the programs that's running you every day, autopilot, if you're not conscious of it, if you're not present of it, of who you are and what's going on with you, it's going to be running. You're going to say, why did I do that? Why did I say that? Why do I keep doing the same every day? Why am I keep having the same experiences that I keep having? And why has nothing changed? Because it's more than just, you know, you it's more than just reading a book and saying, okay, I read a positive book. I got this down packed. No, you have to work it. You have to be there every day, being into yourself, being present to you. What are you thinking? Writing your feelings down. You have to know where you're going. You got to know where you're going in life, or what you're trying to do, whatever your mission is. We all got a mission down here, and we got to deal with these thoughts. But my thing is, you just can't become your thoughts, but you do have to You do have to be in tune with yourself. You do have to be present with what you're tuning into. Like I said, this mind is everywhere. It's not, the mind ain't in the body either. This mind is everywhere. And you're tuning into all types of things. So if you're not present in your body, you're not present, meaning to you, the spirit has to be present. Karen has to be present. And if I'm not present of it, that's when the programs kick off. It could be the good programs, the bad programs, but it could be random. You don't know what programs, like you're driving your car and you know, everybody noticed, and you don't got up the road and you don't even know how you got up the road. But your subconscious mind kicked in. It was on autopilot and it kicked in and it drove you where you needed to go. You go this way every day. And it kicks in and helps you. It's nothing bad. It's just that if you're not being, and that time you didn't get in an accident. But really, it kicks in and you're driving. But you're not conscious because you're doing other things, you know. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying. To be present in your body, be present in your doing and what you're doing. Be present. And often I write helps me be present. You know, writing helps you be more structured in your mind and in your thoughts. You're right there in it. If you're writing or something like that, everybody got their way of being. You know, pain is a good thing to make you present. You don't want that, but I'm just saying, certain things make you present, but you want to be present with yourself and what you're doing and what you're thinking and what are you turning to. Sometimes you have to sit and say, what am I thinking? I mean, you know, only you can do it. What am I thinking? What's going on with me that, you know, right now? You know, you can be in a room full of people when they talking and you just them out. You just out. You thinking of something else. And sometimes you want to be out. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying in your life, present in your life to where you know where your thoughts are going. You know what you're tuning into. And so, you know, we can't have surprises in life. I'm not saying that, even when you tune, but you're more present to it. And when you're more present, you can respond better, because when you're not present like that, those old programs come in, and anybody can touch your foot or whatever. You go into auto about something else that happened. You don't even know. You're snapping, and you're not responding, you're reacting. And I know it happens to me. You're reacting to something in the past. It looks familiar to you because you're not present. Your mind is someplace else. And that person looks a certain kind of way that you know, and it's not even about that situation, but something triggered it. But it's always from a program that's we got a lot of programs. And it's from the past, or it's something going on with you. But if you stay present, or you know, writing, or you know, focus on you and in the body, feeling yourself, feeling your feet. Because if you ever just sat and just didn't feel anything, you know, but when you're present, you know, you feel grounded. You need to be grounded in your body and be present. And that way you can respond. And you know, we're not our thoughts, but we're dealing with our thoughts every day. So we're the observers, and that's what I'm saying. We're the observers of it, and we need to, you know that. And to me, that helped me. That helped me very much, because I was thinking that I was caught up into this, you know, situations and thoughts and all this. Like I said, I'm always, you know, finding a better way, an easier way to deal with life, an easier way to deal with my life, the easier way to deal with my mind, my spirit. And so when I find ways to deal with my spirit and it feels and it resonates with me, everybody's different. You know, you might find a different way to be present. I don't know. Everybody have their way to be present. As long as you're present with yourself and can identify what you're tuning into, as you get on with your day or wherever, you know, whatever you're going, then to me, you're much alert. Your awareness is up. Your vibration is up, and you can handle things much better. Now, I know we all got problems. We all, you know, we all, but like I said, you tap into the divine that's within you. You're present to that. You're present to all of life's whatever that's going on with you. And so, like I said, you still have to do the work. You still have to find ways to be conscious, because when your unconsciousness, kick in, then you tend to have problems. But when you write, it's able you to structure your thinking, articulate yourself. You gain clarity in your situations. Your problems become more apparent, and so you just kind of you have to you kind of have to, know your way of being and try to, think of ways. I mean, this is my way, but you can think of ways that will make you present, or think of ways that will get you in a state of where your mind is. I go back to positive, because that's where you want to be. You want to change your habits where they reflect you, where they have positive effects on you, where you won't be doing the same thing over and over, and you're trying to figure out, why is this going on with me? Why do I keep doing the same thing, going round and round and not growing? You got to expose yourself to reading, read more books. When you read more, you have more ideals about it, more concepts. You can think of things that's different from the way you've been thinking. You just need things that will reflect who you are. And so my thing is to find ways to expand your mind, expand yourself, expand your spirituality. And the way I think of it is that I am the spirit that's within me. I'm the observer. I'm observing these thoughts. I'm observing my life. And so, you're not in control of everything, but you can, the only thing you control is your thoughts and yourself. So that's why I always go back to self, and things be happening, but the only person you control, you can't control the outside, the people and what they're doing. So I always go back to self. You're the observer, you're the self, and that's what helps me. That's what helps you get back to home. You get back to the divine. You get back to the self that start everything, that informs everything. The divine informs everything. It informs thoughts, everything, the energy. So you want to go back home to that. And you want to be in that place where you can deal with whatever, the negative, the positive, the life, life situations. So I try to come back home to that and get more apparent in what's going on with that. So I try to read more and expand my spirituality. And when you're in big discrepancies between people, you don't know how to deal with them. When you come back to yourself and you calm down and get more present, you'll learn how to deal in those situations. You become more apt to deal with it. To me, and these are my opinions. There's other ways of dealing with this, other ways of dealing with your awareness or your positive. I just say notice. I say notice yourself, notice your reaction to things, and notice how you respond to things, and get into that. And so I'm in situations right now, where I have to go back to, I want to go back, but my mind is telling me, because I got to go back to surgery, I don't want to get back into it, but I'm just telling you how my thoughts are. So I get back to me all the time. I was sick a few months back, maybe 2 months ago or 8 weeks ago or whatever. And I'm feeling fine. I'm doing better and everything. I'm just telling you about my thoughts and how it's coming. And I'm doing better. I'm doing well and everything, but I have to have surgery. I still have to get the appendix taken out or whatever. I still have to have. So I'm saying to myself, I'm fine. I'm doing good, but I don't want to go up under the knife. I don't want to go up under no surgery. And I have thoughts on, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't do the surgery. Maybe you shouldn't do this. Negative thoughts coming at me left and right. You should just heal by yourself and this and that. I don't know, just thoughts of all kind of things. I'm fine. I don't need to do this and that, but yeah, the doctor told me I have to do it. So I just have to battle with myself with, yeah, I'm going to be fine. I know I can heal by myself. I know that God is healing me, but I know I have to go through this. So I have to, like I said, it's always this battle back and forth with this and that in my life. And where I come up is that it's really no wrong way of doing things. It's just, you have to figure out, God is in all of it. So if I have the surgery, I'm gonna be blessed. I'm gonna be healed no matter what. I know if I don't, I will, but I choose to go along with what the doctor said. It didn't help me this far. But what I'm saying is there's a constant battle on everything in my life. Should I do this? Should I do that? Things are coming up that I'm afraid to do. It's a battle with that, It's always a battle with us. And that's why I started off with this battle that I was going through, this positive or negative battle. And it's really not negative. Sometimes it's not positive. It's just you going to the hospital. It ain't got nothing to do with none of that. And I had to change all my labels and not put positive on, I mean, negative on things that's just life. It's not bad or good. It's just I'm going through surgery, I'm going through life, or, I just had to change my way of thinking. So as I'm going through this journey, guys, I'm learning all kind of things about myself. I'm expanding my consciousness. As I learn, I know that it ain't just about certain things, that it's much more deeper, it's more complicated than what, like I said, black or white or gray or whatever. It's more complex than that. So that's why I try to stay present with my thinking. I try to stay open in my thinking because I read it or experienced don't mean it's all that way. You just have to expand your consciousness, allow yourself, allow the divine to come in and intervene in your life and allow him to speak to you. And don't be where you can't be spoken to. You got to be open. You got to let the divine in your life. And let them speak. Let your intuition speak, and be open to that. Be open to that. Be open to new things, new ideals. And just because I had experience before this or that, don't mean it's going to be like that again. So I have to be expanding my consciousness all the time. I have to be open to God's calling and God's messages all the time within myself, because there's some fights within me and things that I need to constantly stay present to. So I'm staying present to life in itself. But like I said, I am the observer, so I can observe what's going on with me in my life in a closer look and observe how I'm responding to things, how I'm relating to myself, how I'm relating to others, and try to navigate. And that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to navigate. And when I found out that, I noticed, my awareness that, you're not these thoughts that's coming at you. You're not these thoughts that's coming at you in these negative way, you're not any of that. So you're neutral to that. You're the awareness of that. And so that helped me. That guided me in a way where, I could, get a handle on some of the stuff, life is throwing at you. So I could find, my way. So I just, I'm just trying to live in this life and get as much as information as I can, guys, and give it to you. And as much as I learn, I try to, give to my listeners, the divine listeners, because they know that the divine is with them. But we all need to be reminded. We have to be reminded. All of us need to be reminded. We need to remind each other of who we are. And so when the divine is within you, it's in me. And so we have to help each other and learn how to tune into each other and help each other on this battle, on this journey. Because this is a journey. And so that's what, you know, what I'm trying to do every day, trying to learn more and more about how to navigate through this journey, how to navigate through my own negative thoughts, my own struggles, my own, you know, family struggles and work struggles and career struggles. And I have thoughts telling me, you know, I want to branch out and do more career wise and all kind of things. And I have thoughts telling me, you know, you can't do it. You know, even at this point, you know, you have to do it. But then I have to write. I have to know that, you know what, I can do it. I'm not going to give into these thoughts because these thoughts are not me. And you know, continue on this journey. And like I said, do a lot of writing, do a lot of journaling. Find out where your thoughts are. Find out how you can turn these thoughts around into a better situation, a better environment, a better thinking, where you can think better, think clearer, be precise in your thinking, and so you can move forward. Because once you get your thoughts on paper, and it'll move you in the direction you need to. I find that once I write, it's much better for me. I mean, it's, thinking is good too, but everybody's different in their way of dealing with themselves. I feel like writing helps me become much more clearer in my direction. And I can tune in. And then meditation, too. You know, meditation, writing, reading, whatever it is that you need to get you on your way. But meditation helps me to quiet the mind. Like I said, the mind is quite active. And I'm going to go into the meditation, too, with you all tonight, that the meditation is how I quiet the mind, too. And then I hear... I could hear the divine much better when I meditate. I can hear the divine much better when I meditate. I can write and do all that too. All that's helpful. Writing, reading, all that. But when you meditate and you breathe and you get into your meditation with the divine, you get still, you can hear the divine. You can hear direction from the divine when you meditate. And you get quiet. It's with the stillness of the meditation. Sometimes you don't have to do nothing. And like I said, sometimes my mind be going so, you know, in many directions, my thoughts. And like I said, and sometimes you just have to just listen to your thoughts. Just sit there and listen. Just get quiet and listen in your meditation. They say, no, you don't supposed to have no thoughts in your meditation. That's not true. You just sit there and let the thoughts go through. You know their thoughts, and you just breathe, and your job is to breathe. So that's what I do. That's another way. I don't want to miss that part either. I was talking about reading. I was talking about reading, you know, self-help books, whatever, inspiration books, Bible, whatever it is that inspire you to get you focused. And then I was talking about writing. That'll get you inspired and focused. But now I'm talking about meditation. For me, everybody got their own way of doing things and how they calm their mind. And their thoughts or whatever. But meditation, again, is for me. I do it in the morning. You can do it in the morning. You can do it in the evening. You can do it if you can find it five minutes a day or wherever you can, you know, go. But I do it like in the morning. It's when I get up, you know, where the thoughts are kind of fuzzy, you know, your mind is fuzzy and you're getting like this through the day. And like I said, those thoughts, whatever they are, coming at you, you know, you can quiet the mind. That's another way of doing it. You can quiet the mind then on meditation. And you can also get answers through meditation too, whatever you focus on. But you can get it through meditation. But the divine is more, you can talk. I mean, you can hear to me the divine more when you're still. You can hear them throughout the day too. You keep them, you know, wherever you're at. I hear them throughout the day, whatever. But when I get still, it's when I hear. That's when all the answers come that I need for the day. And so you set your day with that. or if you can do it at night, it's still that chatter I'm talking about that's going through you, and you still have that observer. There's an observer there that's there too. So the observer is observing all the thoughts, and then you have a presence. God is with the observer. You're with the observer because you're part of God. And all those thoughts, they calm down, and then there's just quiet. Even when they're there, you just calm down immediately. And some of you know this and some of you don't. I'm just telling you ways where the chatter in your mind and the voices in your mind or whatever can get out of control or whatever, or you feel like you're your thoughts or whatever. That's another way to calm the mind, is through meditation or just sitting quiet. And that's another way of meditating, you know, just sitting quiet. You don't have to, you can have a mantra, you know, you can mantra on God, or sometimes I just say God or the presence of God, whatever way you want to do it. But have in mind that you want to quiet the mind. That way all the chatter and what you're tuning into. And so, and you have a more quiet mind and you can know what you're tuning into and you can choose, you know, I'm going to have a good day today. God is on the present. God is my, you know, divine. God is the one that I'm, my mind is on today. Or whatever your prayer is, whatever your prayer is and your meditation is, you can get more focused with that, you know. And sometimes people can do it with music, whatever. But I'm just saying, to get the mind chatter, the thoughts, you know, calm down, you can do it that way. That's a good way of doing it. So that's what I do every morning. And sometime at night, I, you know, meditate. I get quiet. And I start writing or whatever. Writing is beautiful for me. I mean, it's not for everybody. But whatever way you do it, you have to know you're the spirit. You're the observer. You're the one that's with the divine. And when you're with the divine, you're with all power. It's all power and things. But you have to realize you have free will and you can tune into whatever you want to. Now you know you can choose to tune into whatever. You probably knew it. We probably didn't know it. You knew your thoughts are not you. So you're tuning into the thoughts. You're tuning into the signals that you choose to tune in. I choose to tune into divine signals, the divine station. Y'all know I do. Or, you know, God or Christ or Jesus Christ. And, you know, that's always in my prayer and meditation in the morning. And that keeps me going on the way. And so these are ways that you can deal with your thoughts or deal with life or deal with whatever it is that you feel like that's bothering. You can write it out, talk to God about it. But these are ways that you can, or read your Bible. Sometimes, you know, reading your Bible is very calming. It can get your thoughts on the right direction, or talking to somebody. Everybody got different ways, you know, see a counselor, psychiatrist, whatever. But they're not always available. God is always available. So you tune into the right station, you tune into God, and you can get maybe not the answer you want right there, but at least you'll be calmed down enough to respond to whatever is in front of you. And that's what the real deal is. You want to respond to and not react to what's in front of you, but respond to it in a way that's helpful to you, that is, that you know that will, you know, be a good result. Because sometimes we just, you know, react, and it's not always a good result. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not, you know. But these are ways where, you know, I started the conversation out with you're not your thoughts, but these are ways you can get a handle on your thoughts and your feelings, because they go hand in hand. And we all, like I said, we have our own programs and from the past and from now that we're dealing with. And so, and I share with you all what I'm dealing with and how I deal with it and how I'm dealing with my own programs that's going on with me. I got some programs that I'm working with, and from the past, from, you know, whenever. So this is kind of how I deal with it. And And this is how I expand my consciousness, is sharing it with you guys. And so I'm going to say, well, I don't see where that can help me. Well, that's fine. And some will see that, okay, maybe I'll try this. This could help me. Maybe, you know, maybe I did think that thoughts was, you know, I was my thoughts and didn't know it. You know, whatever way. But whoever is out there that I could help or share my feelings with or my life with, you know, that's what I'm sharing, because I'm a servant of the divine. That's what I came to. I came to serve. I'm a servant. And I'm always going to serve in this way. And to me, I don't care what you're doing. You could be in a radio station. You could be wherever you are. If you're serving, you're doing well. You're doing well. You're doing very well, because it could be anything. It could be in a restaurant. It don't even have to be in that service. You're serving children, or you're just talking to them, or, you know, you're helping. You're in service. So it's always good to be in service. Whether you're sharing your information or you're helping somebody, you're doing some, you're in service. And to me, I'm always in service. Whether I'm on this air, on this hosting this show, hosting my show, I'm always in service. I'm in service for the divine. That's what I do. So anytime I could help or show up in service, how can I help? You know, what can I do? You know, how can I serve? And that's really the question. How can you serve? It's really the question of all. It's not always about us. Me, me, me. What can I get? What can I get? No, how can I serve? It's much more powerful, because we all as one, and we're all divine beings, and we all are connected in ways. So it's more about how can I serve? How can I be more? How can I increase? How can I give value? That's what you really want to do. Give value. So knowing that you're the spiritual being, knowing that you're the observer, and knowing that you are a servant to the divine. You may not use the same words I'm using. You might say divine or Jesus or the universe, whatever. Well, this is my channel. I talk about divine and Jesus and Christ consciousness. And if you tuned in, you tuned into the right station. If you didn't, then this is not for you. But I talk about the divine on this show. So, you know that you're a divine being. You know that you're an observer. You know that you are a servant to the divine. You're going to be serving. You're of service. Your vibration is of service. When people come in, they know that you can help them. They want to be around you, you know, because you have that vibration. You have that godliness about you. That's what you want. And then people will help you as well. You, if you need help, I'm always having people, nice people around me and good people around me. So, you know, you give what, you know, what you have as a divine being, you know, or a godly being, and we're of service. So, since you know you're observing your thoughts, you know, observing your own body, you're observing your own landscape, you're observing who you are. And then you know that you're in a positive, you know, mind space, because that's what you're going to be in when you're, you know, with your divine. You can give more, you can be more, you can become more, and you can become more of in service. You can become an increase to someone, a value to someone, all because you know you're this first, and that you're not your thoughts, that your thoughts are apart from you. You're this divine being. And so, therefore, you can serve. You can serve a purpose, but your thoughts don't have to run away. They don't have to control you. They don't have to be, you don't have to become them. But in other words, you can choose. You could say, well, I'm tuning into this. I'm tuning into these thoughts. Even though I was, you know, thinking on those thoughts, but I'm choosing. You're in control. You know you're the creator. You're the creator of your reality. So you're choosing your thoughts in a way. You're choosing them on paper, or you're choosing them just right out. I'm choosing when your mind go that way or that way. You're not maintaining, because you know this is what I found. I'm the divine being. I don't have to sit and maintain and do so much. I know that I'm already a spiritual being. Just by me being a spiritual being, I'm already in the positive place. I don't have to maintain so much. But now I'm just choosing. I'm choosing my thoughts. I'm choosing what I'm tuning into. And then you can get that vibration of what you're choosing. Whatever it is, it's good because you're choosing it. I'm choosing 106, 103 point whatever. I'm just using at that radio. And that's God. That's all the kindness, all the goodness, all, you're giving. You're choosing to become what you are. You're already there. So you're radiating all the good, all the positive, all the happiness, and you're asking God to give, I'm giving love before I go to work. I'm praying for this person. So you're already in that vibration. But if you're unconscious of it, you don't know what you're thinking. You can't, you're not even choosing. Them old programs pop up, I'm telling you, and you just be serving random. It's like a random station. You picking up all kind of stuff, You picking up all kind of stations, So, but you're more in control when you're present to it. When you go unconscious to it, you're at all kind of stations. You don't know where you're at. Your thoughts are everywhere. Then you're not choosing. Then you're bumping in, it's like, oh, why is this happening to me? Why is that happening? You don't know what's in front of you because you're not conscious. And when you become conscious of who you are, which is you're the divine first, become conscious of that, and then you choose. But you go to divine first. I'm a divine being. So you're already in that positive space. You know that you're a divine being. Then you can choose. You choose the right station or the right vibration that you're tuning into, because you're tuning into all these minds, like I said. You're tuning into it. So you have the right to choose the right one. And you know you want to choose it, God's vibration. You know you want to choose God's channel because you're a divine being. But he still give you choice. He give you free will. And but your will is to choose that because that's what you want. You want to radiate that godliness, that goodness, that happiness, that joyfulness, and you want to choose in that direction. That's the best thing for you. So all that I'm telling you, I'm telling myself, and I am learning as I learn. I'm expanding myself and in many ways. So I share my experiences and what's going on in the voices in my head. And I experience that and I share with you guys because I love to share what I learn. And if it's helpful to you all, then use it. If it's not, throw it out. But if it's helpful to you, try it. But the truth of the matter is, whether you try it or not, you're divine beings anyway. So you're on the right track anyway. And God loves you anyway. So, well, that, goes to my next show. I'm toning down. My next show is November the 16th, 2019, at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. I enjoy the show. And my email address is divineinterventiondtl@gmail.com. And I just want you guys to know that you're not your thoughts. And your thoughts can't, become you. That you're a divine being observing your thoughts. And that you're in control of your thoughts. Okay? I hope you have a good night. Enjoy your week. And until next time, God bless you.